You were, Randy, brought something up about in the bill, the training programs. And I have yet to see training programs work. And that is that telling us we're going to lose jobs on this deal? You remember, Randy, it was the...
There's a trade assistance, a trade adjustment assistance bill. I will be voting against that. It is basically a new welfare program. It is projected to cost $3 billion over the next decade. And if and when any jobs are lost, what happens in these cases, if you're in an industry that is unable to compete, which is none of those in Kansas, there's retraining for workers that might lose their job as a portion of that. That's always been under Reagan. We had these same programs. They were under Clinton and Bush 1 and Bush 2, and it would be continuing those programs that have been there for decades. And so there was an earlier vote that day. And there is no question that there are folks that are in industries that if we're going to tell the Japanese that you have to let in Kansas beef, the Japanese say, hey, we've got some things we've been wanting to sell the U.S., but here's the phenomenal situation here in America that we can, and almost every industry, I would say every industry in Kansas, we are able to compete. And all we're asking in these trade deals and what we're telling the president along with these 150 objectives, telling these countries, if you want to sell things here in America, we pretty well have no taxes, no tariffs coming into our country. But Japan has a 38.5% tax on anything, any Kansas beef we want to sell to Japan. That's wrong and unfair. And under a proposed TPP in the future, what they're negotiating today is cutting those taxes in half, and we will definitely sell a lot more beef into Japan. We're going to sell a lot more pork into Japan and into Vietnam, and it's going to have a massive increase in the bottom line for Kansas farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers. And it's amazing in this job what I get to see is folks that are selling all over the world. You know, both big and small businesses.
You know, we got to let you go here, but it is an amazing thing. Mark Levin, who's not only on a radio, our station here, mm-hmm. but in Wichita and throughout the state, he is totally, totally opposed to it. I mean, just vehemently opposed to it. And then you've got Ed Schultz on MSNBC, who's as liberal, and I think you've been on both of the shows, Mark yeah. Levin and Ed Schultz. And this is bringing some strange bedfellows together that is opposed to this.
It really is, and I have visited directly with Mark about this. Had a meeting with him about a month ago, and we were talking about this. And with Mark Levin, when we had that conversation, we both understood that the president has the authority under the Constitution to negotiate with foreign countries, but then Congress has the opportunity to approve a trade agreement. Or separately, a different matter would be a treaty, but this is a trade agreement, and we'll come back to Congress. But the president cannot, and Mark Levin knows, the president cannot change a single letter of the law. Now, if he's ignoring that, that's what we end up going to courts. We go through the appropriation process.
And Tim, they haven't worked. This president is rogue right now. He's been breaking the law on a regular basis, and then we all say we're going to go to court, and then 3 years later, we're still stuck in court. So it's just...